Good morning. It's March 28th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. As the total solar eclipse on April 8, 2024, draws near, Dayton is bracing for an extraordinary event that's expected to draw 1 million visitors to the greater Dayton region. This isn't just any celestial event. It's a rare historical moment, marking the first total eclipse in Ohio since 1806, with the next one not due until 2099. A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity indeed, but with it comes a set of challenges for local first responders. Dayton's fire departments are proactively increasing their staffing levels in anticipation of the influx. They're not only preparing for potential emergencies, but also advising the public on how to safely enjoy the eclipse. Key advice includes securing viewing locations early and avoiding parking on roadways to prevent congestion. Moreover, residents are being reminded to be prepared for possible communication challenges and to exercise patience during the event. The emphasis on safety cannot be overstated. Given the expected large crowds and the unique nature of the event, there's a heightened risk of traffic accidents. Scientists have specifically warned of an increase in fatal car crashes during the eclipse period, making it critical for everyone to adhere to road safety practices. Additionally, the importance of using proper eye protection while viewing the eclipse is being underscored. Officials recommend purchasing specialized glasses from reputable vendors such as Kroger, Meijer, Walmart, or certified online retailers to ensure viewers' safety. In summary, as Dayton prepares for this significant celestial event, the focus is on ensuring that it is not only a memorable experience, but also a safe one for everyone involved. From increased first responder readiness to public safety campaigns, all efforts are being made to manage the challenges that come with hosting such a large gathering for the eclipse. In a groundbreaking development, astronomers have unveiled a new image of Sagittarius A star, the supermassive black hole at the heart of our Milky Way, in polarized light, revealing the intricate magnetic field that surrounds this cosmic behemoth. This achievement marks a significant leap forward in our understanding of the most enigmatic objects in the universe. Utilizing the Event Horizon Telescope, an international team of astronomers has not only captured this stunning new view of Sagittarius A star, but also provided a polarized image of the black hole in the elliptical galaxy Messier 87. These images offer unprecedented insights into how black holes consume matter and launch powerful jets into space. Additionally, the team pinpointed the exact location of the supermassive black hole in the radio galaxy Centaurus A, further expanding our cosmic map. The detailed observation of the twisted magnetic field around Sagittarius, a star now visible in polarized light, opens up new avenues for comparative analysis. This allows scientists to bridge the gap in our knowledge between black holes of different sizes and masses, shedding light on the extreme physics that governs the universe's most mysterious phenomena. The spiral structure of the magnetic field around SGRA star hints at its potential to form highly efficient jets, a characteristic that could reshape our understanding of black hole behavior. Published in the astrophysical journal Letters, this research represents a collaborative effort by an international team of astronomers. Their findings not only enhance our comprehension of black hole dynamics, but also set the stage for future observations. The EHT team is planning to continue monitoring Sagittarius A star with the goal of producing high-fidelity movies that could reveal previously unseen jets. They are also keen on investigating similar polarization features around other supermassive black holes, promising a new era in the exploration of these cosmic giants. In an era where every second counts, global warming is not just raising sea levels but potentially altering the very fabric of time. New research highlights a profound connection between the melting ice in Greenland and Antarctica and the Earth's rotation, suggesting an impact so significant it could necessitate adjustments in global timekeeping. As the polar ice sheets melt, the mass redistribution from the poles to lower latitudes is causing Earth's angular velocity to decrease. This shift not only affects Earth's rotation, but also has profound implications for precision timekeeping, critical for network computing and financial markets. The melting ice is accelerating the change in Earth's rotation, leading to discussions about the need for a negative leap second to be added to Coordinated Universal Time, UTC, by 2029, a timeline that recent findings by geophysicist Duncan Agnew suggest could be pushed to 2032. The concept of a negative leap second, where the second 23:59:59 might disappear from official time on a designated day, presents an unprecedented challenge to international timekeeping standards. This adjustment is crucial for aligning UTC with the Earth's altered rotation, a task that is becoming increasingly complex due to the rapid environmental changes driven by global warming. The implications of these findings are far-reaching, affecting not just the technological foundations of society, but also highlighting the intricate link between climate change and global timekeeping practices. The potential for further impacts on timekeeping underscores the importance of continued support for free journalism, ensuring access to quality news coverage on issues that intertwine environmental changes with technological norms. In a bold move to combat declining COVID-19 vaccine sales and push the boundaries of medical science, Moderna has struck a significant $750 million funding deal with Blackstone's life science investment platform. This partnership is not just about flu vaccines. It's a leap towards future breakthroughs in cancer and RSV vaccine research. Moderna, once at the forefront of the COVID-19 vaccine race, has faced challenges as sales of its coronavirus shots began to wane. In response, the biotech firm is pivoting, using this substantial investment to fuel its research and development efforts beyond the pandemic. The focus is now on harnessing mRNA technology for flu vaccines, with an eye also on cancer and RSV, expanding Moderna's impact on global health. James Mock, Moderna's CFO, has expressed high hopes for this collaboration. He views it as a strategic move to diversify Moderna's revenue streams and reduce financial risks. It's a partnership that promises to accelerate the development of vital vaccines, with Blackstone playing a critical role through commercial milestone payments and royalties on future influenza vaccine sales. The announcement of this deal has positively impacted Moderna's stock, signaling investor confidence in the company's strategic direction and its potential for future growth. This collaboration between Moderna and Blackstone is more than a financial agreement. It's a commitment to advancing critical scientific innovation and supporting the development of vaccines that could transform global healthcare. In essence, this partnership between Moderna and Blackstone reflects a shared dedication to pushing the boundaries of biopharmaceutical innovation. It's a significant step for Moderna as it seeks to navigate the post-pandemic world, diversify its portfolio, and continue its mission of creating transformative medicines for patients around the globe. Imagine unlocking the secrets of our ancestors' health through the very teeth they left behind. Researchers at Trinity College Dublin have done just that, offering a glimpse into the evolution of oral microbiomes from the Bronze Age to our sugar-laden present. This groundbreaking study, published in Molecular Biology and Evolution, analyzed 4,000-year-old teeth discovered in an Irish limestone cave. The findings were startling. A significant abundance of bacteria linked to tooth decay and gum disease, conditions all too familiar in today's society. The researchers didn't stop at identifying these ancient bacteria. By comparing these ancient samples with modern ones, they unveiled a major shift in our oral microbiomes linked directly to our diets, specifically, our increased consumption of sugar. This shift has led to the prevalence of cavities and other oral health issues in contemporary populations. The study suggests that the cultural transitions, particularly those in the industrial era, have dramatically influenced the evolution of disease-causing bacteria in our mouths. This research is not just a look back into the past. It provides critical insights into the present and future of oral health. Understanding how dietary changes over centuries have impacted our oral microbiomes offers a unique perspective on preventing and managing oral diseases today. It underscores the significant impact of cultural and dietary shifts on the health of our oral microbiomes, highlighting the importance of considering these factors in current oral health practices. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.